The board of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting continues its meeting today in Washington, D.C. One issue for that board is choosing a new president. The meeting comes as CPB's chairman faces critics who say he has injected politics into public broadcasting. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik joins us now. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
And we should mention the CPB is this government-founded organization that provides funding to the public radio stations where most people are hearing us now, as well as public television stations. How are they choosing a new president?
Well, the board is meeting yesterday and today here in Washington to select a new president. That chairman is Kenneth Tomlinson. He's leading the board. And he's been championing a candidate named Patricia Harrison. She's an assistant secretary of state, but she also was chairman of the Republican National Committee for a stretch in the 1990s.
And she will, the process of choosing her is what?
The process is the board is meeting. The announcement could be made as early as today. There's an open session of the board this afternoon. Tomlinson's come under a lot of pressure for these candidates, and so there's been a search committee that has pulled together a few people for them to interview over the last day or so.
Now, Tomlinson has accused public broadcasters of liberal bias, in particular some people on public television. He's also criticized NPR. He has come in for criticism himself now. There's a Democratic senator demanding that he resign. Other people have criticized him. Why has the CPB itself become so much a topic of public debate?
Well, Tomlinson's been a very muscular chairman. He's taken a number of actions to address, as you say, what he sees as the left-leaning slant of PBS and the anti-Israeli tone of some NPR coverage. Critics say that's been a kind of infringement on the independence of the journalism done by NPR and PBS. Tomlinson says there's been no politicization and that the White House hasn't been involved, but NPR and the New York Times have obtained email correspondence showing that Tomlinson's been advancing what at least he's described as the White House priorities on sort of senior personnel and certain policy matters.
What sort of things? So when you say senior policy, personnel and policy matters, what do you mean?
Well, for example, there was a measure last year proposed by Montana Senator Conrad Burns, who would have given public television and radio stations more say in the board appointments. Tomlinson directed his new president at the time that the White House opposed this and indicated strongly that so should CPB.
So the White House got a voice at this organization that is supposed to be a buffer from politics.
That would seem to be what those emails indicate.
Now, at the same time, the House of Representatives is expected to vote on a budget plan that would cut CPB's funding by 25% or $100 million. What's expected to happen with that?
Well, there's some movement afoot by some House members, perhaps, to try to mitigate that cut. But at the same time, CPB and other public broadcasting officials are relying on a lot of that money to be restored by the Senate. There's a note of caution by some Capitol Hill aides, however. They say because of certain budget strictures that the Senate's going to have a lot less liberty than it has in the past to reinject more money into the process.
There is really a money issue here?
There is. If you talk to budget aides on the Hill, they talk about the costs of the war. They talk about the costs of new Medicare spending. They talk about certain tax cuts, and they say, you know, the budget caps are real.
David, thanks very much.
Good to join you.
We've been talking with NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik.